All right, children, settle down. Settle down, come on. We only have 2 days to get this right, come on. All right, I need my boys on the left, and I need my girls on the right. All right, you already know the dance move, but I need you guys to focus. Black History Month's coming up. You gotta do a great job in this performance, okay? All right, boys, I need you to do your monkey dance. Arms up high. Arms up high, come on. Here we go. Girls, move your hips.
A Better Place by Willis and Shantae of Positive Light Ministry. Welcome to the Qumran Report. May the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. My name is Melvin Ishmael Johnson with my co-host Earlene Anthony coming at you from Skid Row Studios. Our call-in number is 800-893-9562. Listen to us live or download our show and any past show by Googling in skitrow.la and hit Qumran Report. Now, this week on the Qumran Report, we will be hearing from some voices from the community, and I'm delighted to have with us in the studio natural health expert, author, and musician, Lisa Dawn Sheridan, and guest co-host Tyrone Robinson with another installment of Voices from the Ether. Now, I'm delighted to have with us in the studio Lisa Dawn Sheridan. Lisa is a health and wellness expert known for her definitive research tactics which focus on natural medicine. She has recently become one of the most sought-after motivational health speakers. Her latest book is The 8 Steps to Inner Beauty. Lisa, welcome to the Qumran Report.
Thank you, Melvin. I'm happy to be here, happy to share whatever I can with the people.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell our listening audience about your background and how did you get off into natural health and also into singing and performing?
Well, it started about 15 years ago. As being a mother, I concentrated on the foods that would be best for my daughter. We struggled a lot with stress and raising her as a single mother. There were a lot coming at us, most social pressures from being a single mother, but I fought my way through my master's program, and that was 3 years, working 3 jobs sometimes. And it really proved well because my daughter was good with her studies. I was a good parent to her. There was no dating in my life as she was a teenager. I felt that some sound advice had come to me to just stay focused on what really matters and being a mom really mattered. So the nutrition came about by just wanting to feed my child the best foods. And then acupuncture became a natural with the growing popularity, one, the zero side effects associated with most treatments with acupuncture besides a little bruising, and the herbal treatments, which led me into flower therapy. I've been dubbed the flower child. I also have the street name Slim Goody. It's been both a blessing and a gift to be able to be involved now with natural medicine and offering real remedies that go right to the core of the personality. Bach flower essences treat the personality. So when we're feeling fearful, we're feeling lack of courage, our inability to process our path through life, things aren't just clicking together, the flowers go in and help that shock and trauma we heard on the earlier show, how we're just not really coping as a society. So this is a gift for the children that are being born right now to be able to cope with the stresses of society, as we all know, are getting worse. and the legal matters that we need to face and come to face as a society together, the coping mechanism is very important. And I'm doing this as a medical mission for the kids of the future. So check out the Bach Flower Remedies. They have a lot. That's what the book is, the platform of the book. The book was based and I believe divinely inspired. It came through me in 10 weeks standing up. I didn't sleep much. I didn't eat much. And then the songs over the last year also have been a blessing and a gift.
Now, when you're talking about the flowers, are you talking about the ingredients in the flower? Are you talking about the aesthetic, the beauty of the flowers? Is that the therapy part of it?
Americans, we kind of think, well, it's flower therapy. It must smell good. I heard about aromatherapy. This is different. This is actually an energy essence. Much like the essence of our own personality, these flowers were founded 100 years ago in London. To divinely, I believe, were gifted to the man who had every single medical degree of his time and found his cure in flowers. Notice that certain personality types kind of hook together. You may have noticed that in your own walk and have seen different personalities. And the rescue remedy is the flagship formula. With six flowers, Dr. Edward Bach gently placed two drops on each shipwrecked sailor's lips. Now, the correct dose is four drops on the tongue, on top of the tongue. These sailors who were shipwrecked went about their business that day. How many of us feel a little shipwrecked in our own life and want to go about our business? So the Bach Flower Remedies are what I feel. The book, The 8 Steps to Inner Beauty, available on Lulu, and soon coming out on paperback with iBook and some other outlets. The 8 Steps to Inner Beauty, the authoritative holistic survival guide, is really geared towards how are we going to survive? Mm-hmm. It focuses on superfoods, yes, meditation, yes, prayer, and all settling the spirit. But the flower essences do the part that we can't always get a grip on.
Well, let me ask you this question. There's a lot of information and programs and research on cannabis. Now, how do that fit in as a medicine, as a nutrition? Or what are your thoughts on that?
With an herbal, we also have dosage issues. With the not correct application with herbals, people, they tend to overdose, if you will. They don't really know how to hold back and just do what the doctor ordered, what the research is stating on low back pain for marijuana. We've medicalized this drug, and I think people have to be careful with the recreational. We all want to escape in a way. Mm-hmm. Who wants to live through the stress? So with medical marijuana, if we take it back to my studies in Chinese medicine, the only use for marijuana is the seed for constipation. Wow. So for 4,000 years, they haven't been using it as a medicinal application for stress. In fact, the smokers that I know go a little recluse, a little lazy, a little amobilization. We're not getting things done if we're not getting things done.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, how about some of these new diseases that research into cannabis was showed that cannabis is probably the only one that have any kind of positive results, like Alzheimer, seizures, stuff like that?
Well, with the specific diseases you mentioned, Alzheimer's, dopamine is a key element. Mm-hmm. Marijuana brings dopamine up 5%. Where we see crack and meth bring it up 6,000%. So we wonder why our addicts aren't getting the relief they need. They get traumatized, they use, they get more traumatized. There's a cycle of addiction. Where the flowers go in and gently work with the personality for 6 weeks, teaching the addict or any other addiction that we might succumb to, or just weakness in our personality, it balances it out. So we have to be able to reach for something that has a viable change. It's mm-hmm. making a change, not more and more into the dopamine effect. That's why it's called dope and on whatever level. Mm-hmm. So,
Okay, let me ask you about some of the foods that is noted for healing. Maybe you can comment on them. I just want to talk about three of them: oatmeal, honey, and garlic.
Okay. Oats are acidic in nature. If anyone out there studied the alkaline approach, oat bran is a better alternative to oatmeal, especially cut, instant. Anything that's super fast out of a box is going to tend to be more acidic. So oat bran cleans the bowels. It's more alkaline in nature, easy to prepare, a little more expensive, but you can go to Bulk Foods at Sprouts or some of the other outlets for natural foods and get oat bran versus oat oatmeal. Okay, mm-hmm. So different. It's cut differently, and the bran is the pure substance of the oat fibers. The second thing is honey. You mentioned the differences out there. There's so many different types of honey, so many different types of quality of honey, just like the oatmeal. Oat bran would be the higher quality. Raw honey has had medicinal effects for allergies and various other things. In my book, I really highlight the bee products. Speaking of raw honey, the royal jelly balancing, it's a super balancer for women's hormones. If anyone is experiencing it, kind of expensive, I know some wholesale pricing on it. People can contact me through the radio. Better pricing is obviously more usability, more effective for an actual cure to something. So I try to keep everything realistic in what I represent or recommend. And the last item you were speaking about, garlic. Yeah. Well, for 20 years, I've used garlic to cure almost every infection in my throat, my lungs, my ears, my eyes, not as much as with colloidal silver. But you can make a garlic oil for your ears. Very simple. 2 cloves of garlic just from the supermarket, cloved into some hot, just olive oil, canola oil, any oil that may be suitable for any type of contact with the skin. So mostly most popular coconut olive oil. And garlic has a natural occurring antibiotic. So the allicin has had great, great raves and reviews in the research that garlic does cure as an antibiotic. So a lot of people, when they lack the resources, everyone has a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of garlic in the cupboard. So, mm-hmm.
Now, what are your thoughts about the terms that we hear lately, like vegan and vegetarians? And what are your comments on that in relationship to natural health?
Well, already I've supplied a lot of information. I am still open for questions. If people want to go to my blog, The Flower Child blog on Blogger, I would be happy to answer any emails or anything that way in case we need to rewind and explain more. With body types, there's different types of eating styles. I've studied mm-hmm. Ayurvedic doshas. So even though you were born into a bigger bone body, doesn't mean that the idolized American skinniness is the healthier way to go. Most people that okay. are born, I call them the big love. They're there to give the love to us. Skinny people, we're out getting things done, and they're there just sitting peaceful. And they balance us. They balance us in ways. So we're all kind of working together. But if we have that self-acceptance for our dosha, whereas the love dosha, I call the bigger bone people, need more salads. Not something they like to eat. They might go for the ice cream more than someone like myself. I tend to need more protein foods. So as far as eating vegan, vegetarian, just meat and chicken, I think the better decisions you're making about the quality of food you're eating is most important. The 3 superfoods I mentioned in the 8 Steps to Inner Beauty, it doesn't really matter what you eat. Did I say that? It doesn't really matter what you eat as long as your super nutrition is nourishing the cells. And and all the systems are working where there's chelation of heavy metals, and we're constantly exposed to the showers we take, and chloroform in the morning and the morning shower if it's over 83 degrees. There's a lot of dynamics. So just eating better. And if you're not eating better, superfoods more. But if you're not doing that part and feeding your cells, obviously your brain and other parts of your mm-hmm. mechanisms of mental clarity are going to be affected.
Okay, just a couple more questions before we get into discussing your book. Now, you said it don't matter the type of food you eat. Now, how about the kosher diet that forbid stuff like swine? Is there no nutritional reason for that or what?
I think anything you're doing, religious diets or anything that you know, I don't know much about the diet you mentioned, but anything that is helping the system. I don't believe in starvation diets long-term. Again, it goes back to the body type. Is this person diabetic? Can they handle a master cleanser diet where there's high maple? Or there's a better way to go, maybe just raw vegetables, raw fruit, and then, you know, graduate into that, where it's, again, the quality, as best the quality. I can buy quality foods at 99-cent store. Mm-hmm. You just really have to look. We all know Cheetos aren't good for us. So it's just kind of that thing where, yeah, if we're being conscious of the diet we're taking in, plus being able to afford a little bit on the side as a superfood, the body does respond, and it responds well with wellness.
Now, how about fast food?
We all know that's no good. I don't even think I could order a salad at McDonald's that I was feeling comfortable about. So we know.
Yeah.
In a pinch, have I had McDonald's? Yes. In the real world, I had to break down and buy something one, you know, this year. But I try to avoid those. You know, there's plenty between the dollar store, plenty of economic ways to make better choices. We know that. Mm-hmm. It's just whether or not we're going to do it and make that investment. So.
Now, is it a way to gear our young people? Because we know, regardless of what we say, our young people is going into these fast food places, you know, because they fear their peers go up in there, the Burger Kings, the McDonald's. Is it a way to gear them towards the healthier portion of the menu?
It really affects, it affects the child, especially in developmental. It all goes back to the home. As a mother, we lived very slim, very lean, but I made sure there was good food before her. You know, also the emotional factor of home life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on. Can you talk, let's talk about your book now in details, The 8 Steps to Inner Beauty, and we definitely want you to tell us what those 8 steps are. All right, but can you talk about that book on how it come about, how it can be purchased, et cetera, like that?
Absolutely. I'm going through the last bit of my third edition right now. We're looking at representation for the book at the end of the month from, excitedly, one of the major agencies here in Hollywood. And the book is to go forward both demonstrating the ability to work efficiently, effectively, economically. The book was designed 30 years of research compacted into 8 steps to inner cellular beauty, inner spiritual beauty, and the things that make us glow. The things that when you look at someone, you know they have that glow of health. Just in 8 simple steps. Who has time to read the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine? But in 8 simple steps, I feel that it's very concise. The information's referenced, thoroughly referenced scientifically. The superfoods are even, you get all the plugs of what journals, medical journals and nutrition journals. So how it came about, and I know you wanted me to talk a lot about artistic process and how these things put together. With my master's degree in acupuncture and Asian medicine, I translated that into what's the most cost-effective, timely way to get the information out to the people. And so I wrote the book. The next step is, well, books don't sell by themselves. How else are you going to promote this idea of wellness to the populace? Through an animation. The book is really to translate into a children's animation where the flowers will become, in my mind, in my eyes' mind, with energy medicine becoming more and more popular, I feel that the book was presented, created for these children of the future and for the animation. So my manager is having me tighten it up a little. The music is mostly a hobby, but it's come divinely. And I'll be happy to share that with you a little later in the show.
Yeah, we'll get into some music.
So the 8 steps, again, just easy to understand, easy to implement right away, and not being so fearful of this natural health world. Oh, it's too expensive. It's really not. And so unless we change our thinking, I have a lot of tangents I can go off on water clarity, or they say that the soil's depleted or organic. And what is really organic if everything has runoff and fallout from the sky? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different aspects of what I'm talking about that I injected into the book to help people to think about it.
Okay. Now, how would you define when you're talking about inner beauty? What is that?
Inner beauty, the opening quote I have for the book is, healthy isn't always beautiful. Excuse me, I'm going to back up because I'm a little nervous. Beauty isn't always healthy, but healthy is always beautiful. So when we see that, and that's why I was like, wait, that doesn't sound right. Healthy is always beautiful. But beauty, as we know, isn't always healthy. I myself have suffered a very tragic last 16 months of my life because of the beauty industry that I decided to get silicone implants. I got silicone implants when I was in my 20s, and unfortunately I was in a bus accident last year, and that catapulted the whole Skid Row experience and creating 6 new original songs. So the beauty industry, they wanted me to cover up this silicone and keep quiet. Public health has avoided me and dismissed me over 16 months now. Thank God for private insurance. I'm able to go and schedule surgery in the next 2 weeks. So as I sit right here, right now, I have silicone going through my body for the last year and a half. Now, I could have turned that into, oh, it's so terrible, woe is me. But I turned it into, I looked around the room at the Union Rescue and saw my 200 roommates and saw some real pain.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
And so that is really the long answer to about the beauty industry and about why I wrote the book.
One more question before we get into talking about Skid Row and the homeless and all of that. What is the relationship of stress to health?
It's very closely entwined. We all know that. If we just don't feel like getting up out of bed because we know we have a stressful day, that's already affected us. There's a study, a whole study on this called psychoneuroimmunology, how stress affects the psychoability, our immune system. So definitely, and curtailing the stress on a day by day, moment by moment, if we just see something coming at us, just really pulling in. And that's kind of how I believe I survived, being very respectful to the environment downtown and also pulling through, knowing that I'm walking through this. This isn't defining me as a person.
Now, what's good for scratch? Acupuncture, yoga, stuff like that, that's good for...
Acupuncture, what I have a degree in, releases endorphins from the brain. That immediately, it's a natural sedation. So you feel during an acupuncture treatment, there's free acupuncture treatments on Tuesday and Thursday at the homeless center on 4th and Town. And they do 10 to 12 free acupuncture for the ear and the hands. And in there, the gal is very gentle and the people are feeling it. With free acupuncture, they're going in and the endorphins can be released in a simple treatment like that.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's move on. What are your thoughts on the homeless and Skid Row? Can you talk about that, your observation?
Well, I think that to really get a grasp of what our city's going through, one would really have to experience 6 months on Skid Row. And I don't know that everybody's going to sign up for that experience, but to have a kind of compassion to really know what's going on, we really have to see it firsthand. It's one thing to read about in the paper or hear about the homeless count or hear about people lining up downtown at Christmas time. But when you experience it and you go through it and you see people sticking together that have nothing and having a life and knowing what America is like, that we should really stick together, but seeing a segment of the population that doesn't and seeing people who are without everything really do. And I think that's what the latest docudramas or documentaries on Skid Row didn't really cover is the community part and the individuals walk through it. Mm-hmm. We're all coming through it from different backgrounds, from broken dreams, broken hearts. And so what produced the six songs for me when I was in the middle of my turmoil was a decision. It was all around me over there. The security guards were looking at Weingart to see if I had broken bones and coming in at late at night. From auditions on Hollywood Boulevard or doing something. And they knew I had made choices that would benefit my time down on Skid Row. And I wasn't getting into the things that easily could be had all around me.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are your thoughts on how homeless affect the females?
Oh, wow. I think it's hard to be understanding unless you are a female. I think it's hard to understand poverty or disease or, you know, some of these women have been down here their whole life and they're still sweet and they still have an element of compassion. Yeah, there's a rough edge to them, but I think that the respect factor of each other, I've seen, you know, being a female, one is the element of society coming at us. It's not a fashion show when you're going through a hard time. And the gentleman in any community, you know, you do feel a little bit targeted just because you are female and you are vulnerable at that state of your life. So, you know, again, having the self-esteem, having the grip on things to say, this isn't me. I know who I truly am. I'm walking through this and I will get through it somehow. So a lot of prayer, singing at the Union Rescue Mission on the praise team lifted my heart and my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And the environment was something that also lifted me up because, I was in a good place. And luckily, I had the medical help from JWCH, came as a miracle. I had listening doctors there as opposed to public health mainstream, what we're offered with public health, or not offered, should I say.
Okay, look, let's take a break for our community calendar, and then we'll come back with our in-studio guest, Lisa Dawn Sheraton. and Tyrone Robinson with Voices from the Ether and a special guest that we have over here.
This is the community calendar for the month of September. Tuesday, September the 17th at 5:30. This is tomorrow, Tuesday. The Veterans Community Theater workshop will continue. The location is the Vortex, 2341 East Olympic Boulevard. This is at the corner of Olympic and Santa Fe. And the Metro bus number 60 and 66 stops at the corner. The participants are currently working on casting readings for the new show Spotlight on Books and also training to be stage managers. For more information on this workshop, you can call 213-479-1764. And we're asking you to please save the date, Tuesday, September the 24th at 8 p.m. This is the second in a series of fundraising events leading up to the Stand Down, which will be held in November. Drama Stage Coon Run, Veterans Community Theater Workshop, Nasana Play Reading Series present, a stage play, History Lessons, written by Andrea Ross. And special musical guest for that evening will be Vicki Robinson. 7 p.m. will start the meet and greet and mixer, and History Lessons will start at 8 p.m. This is a free event, free parking, and all are welcome to attend. The location, once again, is the Vortex, 2341 East Olympic Boulevard, at the corner of Santa Fe and Olympic. And for more information, 213-479-1764 or dramastage1@yahoo.com. Upcoming guests on the Coon Run Report, Monday, September the 23rd, will be Dante Chambers, who's a vocalist in artist development, and Bobby Buck of Crawl Before You Walk Productions. There's a new show to air at the Skid Row Studios on Sunday, September the 22nd at 6 p.m. Judith Bowman and Eric Bollmer will debut Spotlights on Books, and we will have more information forthcoming on this. And if you have a community event that you would like announced on our show, send the information to dramastage1@yahoo.com. Attention, Earlene Anthony. And the call-in number for the show is 800-893-9562. Now, back to our host.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Earlene Anthony. And a shout-out to Positive Light Ministry. This is an organization that's out there in the community working with our young people. I just want to do a little quick blurb from them.
Positive Light started programs and started doing stuff for kids and youth in 1998. And we were formally established as a nonprofit in 2004. We are a catalyst for inspiring the youth and anyone else who will listen, creating opportunities and giving hope to all who will participate. Mm-hmm. PositiveLight.org. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/wearepositivelight.
Okay, that's Positive Light Ministry. Now we're back with our inner studio guest, Lisa Dawn Sheridan. Lisa, you're also a songwriter and performer. Before we get into the song, can you tell us how did that come about? How did you get off into singing? Just touch on it a little. When did you start?
Sure, no problem. When I was 14, I started playing the guitar, and I have pretty much been in love with jazz my whole life. So as a vocalist, I've covered a lot of just different jazz artists. Ella Fitzgerald is one of my main icons. Oh, she was shy like me when I get up to perform.
Big
bifocals. Oh, yes, she was. But she could really give it to the crowd where they felt uplifted. They felt she understood the songs, really related that and relayed that to the audience. And so that's what I was hoping to capture in my new originals, something mm-hmm. that really grabbed people to say, We're all kind of in this. And that's
what are you going to perform for?
This one right here is called I Am Here. This was given to me on Skid Row as I stayed at the Wine Guard in November, just pre-holiday. And it was right after church. I had gone to the Sanctuary just on 5th and Spring, beautiful church in the Alexandria on Sunday nights. And I had relayed to the ladies what was happening to me, and they all looked at me like, "You're going back. You're going back there." And I was so lifted from church that I came up with the lyrics, and I hope you enjoy them.
Okay.
Walking in the shadows, saw them there, asking everyone, "Why don't you care?" Waiting on a lifetime, broken dreams. Will they have to wait, or so it seems? Then he says, "I am here. No matter what you fear, it's only lies. Don't be so surprised. It's dark, 6 a.m., 30 degrees. Tents down now, get up and freeze. Or take a ride in his nice warm car. The county jail, it's not that far. 'Cause he says, I am here. No matter what you feel, it's only life. Don't be so surprised. Be so surprised. Very much.
And you going to do another one for us?
Sure.
Okay.
That one came to me with a very strong feeling, again, like I was walking home from church, and I saw the shadows, and I saw the people, and I really felt that they had broken dreams and were being unresponsive as a society. So the fact that he is there, no matter who he is to you, our creator is there. And so the song came forward. This next one, I performed it live on San Julian to a lady who was there with one eye. I had wrote this song originally for a 6-year-old blind girl. So it was interesting how this lady came up on Christmas and she was leaning over. My fingers to work. Woke up this morning and I couldn't find my way. Then I thought of you and I had these words to say. Yeah, you the most beautiful thing in this world. Yeah. You are the most beautiful thing in this world. Yeah. So if you wake up and you can't find your way, think of these words I have to say. Yeah, you are the most beautiful thing in this world.
Lisa Dawn Sherrington. And we're going to come back a little later for some closing comments and contact information. But at this time, I would like to turn it over to our guest co-host, Mr. Tyrone Robinson, for this installment of Voices from the Ether.
Thank you, Melvin. If it's Monday night, almost 9 p.m., then it's time for Voices from the Ether. Our in-studio guest tonight is blues and gospel singer Miss Vicki Robinson. She's going to perform for us now, Dr. Feelgood.
Me and my man. I know you know what I'm talking about, girlfriend. I don't want nobody. Always. Sitting right there. Looking at me and that man. Be it my mother. Would you believe I'll get up, put on some clothes, and go out and help them find somebody for themselves if I can? I guess I will. Now I don't mind company.
I don't mind company. Do you mind company?
Because company's all right with me every once in a while. Yes, it is. I tell you, I don't mind company. Because company's all right with me every once in a while. Yeah. But chit-chat and smile. Don't send me no doctor. Fill me up with all those pills. I got me a man named Dr. Feelgood. Oh, yes. All that man takes care of my pains and my ears. His name is Dr. Feelgood in the morning. Hey, take care of business. It's really, 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 really this man's game. And after one visit to Dr. Feelgood, you understand why I'm feeling good is his name. God Almighty, the man sure makes me feel real. Good.
Thank you, Vicki, for that performance.
Sitting down, boy. That's hard building that out like that.
Thank you so much, Vicki.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, Los Angeles, if you enjoyed what you just heard, be sure to come to the Vortex on September the 24th. That's a Tuesday night, and Vicki will be performing live there. Vicki, when did you start singing?
I started at a young age. You know, my mom used to always play a bunch of gospel and blues, and I heard the Dixie Hummingbirds sing You Shall Know the Truth. My mother was very religious. Well, I started young. But anyway, I heard that song, and I was like, And then, you know, we used to listen to a lot of blues, a lot of Tina Turner, Aretha, Chaka, you know, Al Green, you know, back in the era, blues people. And but one person that stood out was Aretha Franklin.
Okay. So that was your key inspiration?
Yeah. I liked it, her style, because she talked and sang. Like, she talked a lot of mess and sung at the same time.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And I'm like, okay.
So you've worked with artists like Miles Grayson and Elsie Davis, and you're currently working on a collaboration CD with Miles Grayson. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, how Elsie came into the picture. I was out doing karaoke, and I had sung Tyrone. by Erykah Badu.
Okay.
And a gentleman by the name of Clarence Davis, a.k.a. L.A. Blues Man, L.C. Davis, had came up and he asked me, do you have a manager? Are you working with anybody? Mm-hmm. And I said, no. And he said, here's my number. Give me a call. Well, that's where it started. And where Miles came from, I always go to do karaoke. I love karaoke. And I was at Westchester Golf Course, and Miles was just sitting there, and I sung Dr. Feel Good. I was playing tambourines. And when I got up to sing, after I finished singing, he slided me a card. Mm-hmm. And he's a songwriter also. He's mm-hmm. wrote songs for different people, like ZZ Hill and mm-hmm. different cats back in the era blues. Mm-hmm. And he told me to give him a call, and he said he had some songs he wanted me to do that I would be interested in. Well, and I took a couple of them, and I'm working on them now.
Mm-hmm. Well, good, because I think that's going to bring us to the point where you're going to perform for us in a cappella. You're going to sing something called The Fool That Lived Here Doesn't Live Here No More?
Yeah, that was a song, and when he first presented it to me, I looked at it, and I was like, I looked at the words and stuff. I said, that's me. And then I was like, mm-mm. Well, everybody that knows when you're in love, you know, sometimes, you know, you become a fool.
Mm.
And I've been a fool many a times, but this person today is not the fool that used to live there.
Okay.
But anyway.
Vicky's going to go ahead and punch this one out for us in a cappella. Vicky?
Okay, I'm just going to give you a little bit of it.
All right.
Now I knew I was playing your fool, but I accepted the role. 'Cause when you're really, 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 really in love, it's so damn hard to say no. You drained me of all of my love, and you left me here in tears. But deep down inside, honey, I knew that one day soon you would reappear. Now here you are, down on your knees, with tears in your eyes, begging me. Now I know who you're looking for, but I hate to disappoint you, baby, but I think you ought to know that the fool who used to live here, no, she doesn't live here anymore, no more. Well, it's not like in the jar, but it's somewhat like that.
Well, that was good enough. That was
yeah, awesome. Just a little sample.
That was great. So, if someone wanted to see you perform, other than what's happening at the Vortex on the 24th, do you have any favorite karaoke spots that you hit?
I'm at the Westchester Golf Course on Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the Rooftop, 3100. That's with Joe Torre. Comedian Joe Torre, Andre Petrie, and KGLH at Day Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Wednesday nights. On Thursdays, I'm either at the VFW in Compton or I'm at Crenshaw Live. And that's basically it. And Sundays, I'm in church.
There you go.
The Greater Rock of Ages. But you got to keep balance it out. You know, I do my singing, but I keep God first.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So that concludes this month's installment of Voices from the Ether. Melvin, did you have any questions for Vicky tonight?
Yeah. Hey, Vicky, did you know that one of our old friends, Jamal McNeil, was in the that movie, Fruitvale?
Mm-hmm.
Fruitvale, have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, we got to see. I just found out that Jamal was in it, had a role in that movie.
Wow, that's great.
He played the father.
We were just talking about Jamal, weren't we, Vicky?
Yeah, we were. We were talking about him. You know, when we did
Catch the Tiger.
Catch the Tiger. And he had put Miss Inez in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was crazy. But he told me, he said, you got a lot of more talent than you think you do. Yeah. And, you know, I'm putting this character in here. And, you know, the songs that he gave me. And you know how I was looking at him crazy when we would have rehearsals and stuff. Right. I'm looking at him like, 100 years from today, and guess who's in town?
Yeah.
Like, what? Are you serious? I had to go get some Billie Holiday and learn some jazz real quick. Some back in the old days. I said 1916, 1922.
Well, but yeah, we'll send this link to Jamal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Jamal.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Vic. Look, let's go around for some closing comments. Let's start over here with Lisa. Closing comments and contact information.
Sure. You can email me at the Flower Child Network. Network is spelt with a U. Flower Child Network, NETWRK at gmail.com. Any questions you have regarding health or the upcoming book, I will be re-releasing my third edition at the end of the month. It will be available on lulu.com for $9.99 as an intro price. So thank you for having me on the station today, and I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Vicki.
You can contact me at VickiLeeRobinson@yahoo.com, or you can contact me on Facebook. Everybody that's friends with me know I'm on Facebook daily.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. I can tell you that.
Okay.
I'm posting everything, letting you know everything that's going on as far as my singing and stuff is concerned.
Yeah, and come on out to the Vortex.
I will be out there.
On the 24th.
We're going to have a great time out there. Tyrone.
Join us on Monday, October the 21st, 2013, and our in-studio guest will be spoken word artist Tasha Aset. If you want to get a preview of some of her work, visit her website at www.tashaaset.com. And I'd like to thank the Flower Child for visiting us tonight. That was very nice.
More than a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
And it's quite a story to hear that you came through the Union Rescue Mission. That's quite an epic adventure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 38 days at the Union Rescue and 6 months at Weingart.
Yes.
And I really think it's made me closer to people, ultimately, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Arlene, you want to close and comment?
Well, I just want to thank everybody, Tyrone, Vicki, Lisa. I can relate to Lisa because I was homeless living at the Union Rescue Mission. So just want to thank our guests and encourage everyone to come out to the Vortex on the 24th and mix and greet. Meet Miss Vicki, I call her. We were in the play together. And had a great time.
We had fun. I loved it. Thank you, Jamal.
Yeah. So just thank our guests. I want everybody to just come out and have a great time.
Okay. Now, at this time, I'd like to give my commentary on the end of the prison hunger strike that ended on September the 5th. Now, with the end of the two-month prison hunger strike that ended Thursday, September the 5th, 2013, it is time to ask the question, when would our society seek to rehabilitate those caught up in the prison industrial complex and assist them back into the community? What is needed is a retraining program for those coming back to the community and also a support system for those who would be confined for a long period of time. It is good that the legislators said that they would take up where the hunger strike left off as early as October when Senator Lonnie Hancock of Berkeley and Assemblyman Tom Amelio from San Francisco planned to seek testimony on the use of solitary confinement, but both have made clear that they considered the practice overused. But what is needed is a network of interfaith and other community organizations to develop programs to supervise some of these low-level offenders coming back to the community. The hunger strikers did their part by putting their lives on the line to call attention to the inhuman conditions inside the California prison system. Now they have passed the baton. It is time for the community to take the baton and come together and do your part. That's my take on the end of the prison hunger strike. Now, we still have a little time. I want to go around. I want to go back to our guest, Lisa. And I want to ask you again, did you see the report on CNN, the special dealing with cannabis, the whole new approach to the medicine and cannabis and all like that?
No, I know that Marinol is being introduced, and the government is actually, they have grow houses where they're making the Marinol for cancer patients. Mm-hmm. It is beneficial when someone can't eat or their nausea is so high to have this oil. That has also been documented. But outside of that, I really don't know what, at large, what the medical community is doing with it.
Okay, okay. Tyrone,
how's your, because I looked at your website, how's your sponsorship of Children's International going?
Well, the 50% donation comes with every book.
Right.
But the book has been in second edition with the setbacks, both financially and the health setbacks. I'm due for surgery any day right now. Mm. So that part's exciting. So the actual availability of the book is coming up on September, the latter part of September, okay. Also okay. Representation.
Okay. I just found it interesting that you're putting your money, the profit, to helping the Children's International Fund. And I'm glad to see that link was right up
there. Yes, 50% of every book proceed. Mm-hmm. That's more than anything else that's out there. We're gearing up to help the children. We know that there's crisis here in America with the economic crisis, but unfortunately, world starvation has gone up 5 times. Mm-hmm. In Africa, we know various parts of the world, we have very third world conditions that have gone even deeper. 25 to 27,000 children under 10 pass every day. Children International are going into communities, building villages, schools, and saving lives. So I do know that they're a worthy charity.
Okay. Okay, Vicki, I'm going to give you the final comment before we anything you would like to say.
Thank you for inviting me here and having me back, and thank everyone for their love and support, and a shout out to my Facebook family and friends. Hi, thank y'all for y'all support and y'all love, and I love you all.
A shout out to Julius too.
A shout out to you, Julius. Julius. Yeah, Juju, my son. Yeah, shout out. Julius is a big help.
Okay, then. Now, next week on the Coonrod Report, we will have Bobby Buck, Shanna Sterling, Simeon Duckworth, and featuring entertainments Olusiyi Bango, Michelle Autry, and Dante Chambers. Now, I would like to extend a special thanks to Lisa Dawn Sherrington, Vicki Robinson, co-host Tyrone Robinson, and Earlene Anthony. Please listen to past shows of the Coonrod Report on iTunes, Facebook, Stitcher, and SkidRow.LA. Thank you for tuning in to the Coonrod Report. And from your host, Melvin Ishmael Johnson, may the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. I leave you with Willis and Shantae of Positive Light Ministry performing Better Way.
All right, children, settle down. Settle down, come on. We only have 2 days to get this right, come on. All right, I need my boys on the left, and I need my girls on the right. All right, you already know the dance move, but I need you guys to focus. My kids are not sticking up. You gotta do a great job in this performance, okay? All right, boys, I need you to do your monkey dance. Arms up high. Arms up high, come on. Here we go. Girls, move your hips. That's right, move those hips.
Looking for a better place. Earl W. From the wall to the door. What you wanna do? Do you want some hardcore? Do you like it raw? South Olive, downtown LA. Skid Row Studios, motherfucker.
Hey, y'all, it's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You done wasted your whole life already. You got nothing to aspire to. What else is another hour going to take away from you? Tune in Thursday night, 9 p.m., Nestorius Public Radio. I'm Nestor Rodriguez.
This is Simon Kaufman with Nestorius Public Radio on SkidRowStudios.com. We're huge, bro. We're blowing up. We got a Facebook fan page, dude. Check it out, yo.
Nestorius Public Radio. Thursday nights, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Go to iTunes. You know what to do. Look up podcasts. Look up Nestorius Public Radio. Subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Just do it.
We're going to have our own video game soon, bro. It's huge. It's blowing up. We're trending. iTunes, new and noteworthy.
That's right. Busting it out.
Host of Psychic Every Day on SkidRowStudios.com. I come to you live on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific Time with a show about being psychic and all things psychic. You can call in during the show to get a reading. The number is 1-800-893-9562. And that is at www.SkidRowStudios.com. You can also find Psychic Every Day as a free downloadable podcast on iTunes.